your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Live radio. I was talking to Tom just as we were coming on, and I said, I was reminiscing about Alex, who was our producer previously, and I said, you know, I don't know why they give me so many controls, buttons, and dials. It's too many. It's too many. More than I can handle. And that's when I messed up, because I forgot to push one. And everyone all set? Gocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Am I ever blissed today?
Dr. Sheely, I was thinking about last Thursday, and I was telling Tom, our producer, that you invited me to be on your afternoon show, and we talked about Fukushima and some really serious stuff. And the way your broadcast works is you introduce yourself, and then right then and there, you know, you can be on the air, and call after call after call comes in. And I mentioned that, you know, I've seen you take 21 calls and even more in an hour and talking about medicine and dispensing advice and counsel. And you and I were on for the first 20 minutes last Thursday, and all the calls stopped.
Actually, we caught up really, they came in really fast after that.
So I wanted to apologize. I think it's something I must have said because, you know, the calls are there. I remember being in the studio with you in Springfield when you started your broadcast, and the calls, 10 minutes before you were going on the air, the callers were stacking up. You know, you weren't on the air. You didn't give out the number. It was the previous broadcast, and the calls are coming in for you. I've never seen anything like it. But
well,
I wanted to apologize.
A long time.
But I wanted to apologize for whatever I did.
No. It was a wonderful introduction to the show. We should do it again.
I wanted to make it quick. I wanted to get off within 20 minutes because I thought that the senior management would be there saying, Norm, what are you doing? How'd you, you know who that guy is that's on the air with you? So anyway, if you want, we can, but I don't want you to get in trouble for being on the air with me. Class is a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com, and podcasts right here are free. Just go to usaprepares.com. Dr. Norman Sheely's with us. Dr. Sheely, I have a whole bunch of things that I want to talk about, but one thing that's really starting to bother me is all over the country, police, now these are local police, local cops, state police, they are ganging up on individuals and beating the tar out of them. And here's what I mean. There's an article on the website, usaprepares.com. And this woman, a 44-year-old woman, was pulled over for DUI. And on video, the video shows four police officers. I mean, it's four against one. This 44-year-old, 5'6", 130-pound woman is slammed against the police car, slammed to the ground, face against the pavement, bloody nose, huge black eye, broken cheek, four against one, and are these men? When I was, Dr. Sheely, when I was in grammar school, I was told by my parents, you never hit a girl. You never hit a girl. It's never done. don't even think about it. And these are bully cops beating up on this woman. It's on the website right now. And here's what I'm asking you. Is this a gang mentality where one guy shows aggression and everybody else has to amp up their testosterone and they've got to join in and pummel?
Well, it is psychopathic behavior, period.
Okay.
End of report.
Well,
you know, a psychopath by any other name is still a psychopath. I realize that the American psychiatric people don't even use the word anymore, mm-hmm. but it sounds more like what it really is than sociopath. Sociopath is too kind for bastards like that.
Dr. Shealy, I've been toying with using this word to describe politicians and people who do these kinds of things. And the word that keeps coming to the fore of my mind is pathogen.
These
guys are pathogen. Pathogen.
Oh, well, yeah, they're like AIDS virus.
Right. And
that's
and
a pathogen, yes.
Right. And these pathogens, I'm talking about politicians, infect us with diseases that hurt us.
Yep.
And these cops are absolutely out of control. Now, this woman that I'm talking about, okay, let's say she was absolutely, positively guilty of a DUI. They handcuffed her behind her back. After they slammed her into the police car face first, after they slammed her down on the pavement face first, after they handcuffed her, then she's arrested. But it takes four of these guys. What I think, Dr. Shealy, what I think we should do with police officers who abuse their authority, who have this kind of behavior, should be every one of them. Now, if there are four of them, let's say only one of them was involved in this brutality. Every one of them should be arrested, jailed, suspended without pay, tried, and when found guilty, executed in the public square by hanging for the egregious violations
of
public trust.
Well, you know, I agree, and I think that it would be more effective to cane holy hell out of them in public square.
Well, if you're talking about caning until dead, I would absolutely agree.
No, I honestly think they need to learn in this life they don't deserve to get out that quickly. They need to bear the brunt of their brutality for the rest of their life with the marks of the canes. And well, anyway, we both agree they're wrong.
Yeah, it's out of control, and I think. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about electromagnetic radiation for a few minutes. And I was having breakfast this morning, and I was thinking, now, I don't carry a cell phone around with me. People call me and tell me that they called me, and I'll say, well, you know, I don't have my cell phone with me. Why would I do that? And you're the same way. Well, here's my question. I am reading more and more stories about people texting while they're driving, talking on the cell phones while they're driving, being distracted while they're operating a motor vehicle, having all kinds of accidents, not paying attention. Is it possible that we have become addicted? And I don't use this in the casual sense. I mean literally addicted to the electromagnetic radiation from the phones. And here's why I'm saying this.
I don't think it's addicted to the electromagnetic. I think it's addicted to the dopamine of the thrill of being able to do it. Dopamine is one of the neurochemicals that is part of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And people get, they just get hooked on their own dopamine. It's like some people who get into extreme jogging, like 10 miles a day or something, actually get hooked on their own beta endorphins with a little bit of dopamine as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about, and I don't get it because I can't imagine going there. There's something about the idea of being able to just be in touch with everybody. Oh, come on. All the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's pathological, anyway. And it's okay. Not quite as directly pathological as beating up a woman, but it is risky to society as well as to yourself.
The reason I ask, Dr. Shuley, is as we look at individuals we know, very few know people who would say, "Oh, I can't wait to get back to work. I'm on my lunch hour, and I'm so forward looking to being in my cubicle, or at my desk, or at my drill press, or whatever we're doing." I can't believe that there are very many people who would be excited in today's work environment about going back to work. And in that line of thinking, so what would they be doing that is so important that they would be texting while driving? So obviously, it can't be work-related. So it's got to be something else.
Well, who knows? I mean, I actually thoroughly enjoy working at my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I could get so much done so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday, for instance, I got the edited version from the publisher of my next book. And I have to admit, I sat for 2 hours rereading. It's been 6 months since it was submitted, rereading my book with great excitement because it seemed like fresh material.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better to be excited about doing something at work than not taking responsibility for anything.
Yes, yes. And I spend a lot of time in front of my computers as well. And what I've found is I need to take a break. So after an hour or two, I will leave the computers. I will go outside, stretch my eyes, look, long distances because I'm focused on short distances. With the computer monitors, different lighting. I'd like some natural lighting. Hop on the tractor, do some things on the farm, get back, do some computer work, get back on the farm. And that's kind of what I do. So when we come back, I'd like to ask Dr. Shuley about the relationship between electromagnetic radiation, cell phones, microwave ovens, the wiring in your home, the wiring in your office, the fluorescent lights, and high blood pressure. When we come back, Dr. Norman Shuley.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'd like to apologize. Yesterday, I received non-stop phone calls after the broadcast until late in the evening. I mean, the phone did not stop ringing. Calls were stacked. And I take every call, and I call back everyone I can, literally. And I was unable to call several of you back yesterday because the phone just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. And we were talking about electromagnetic radiation and silent weapons. So as a result of that, I did not call many of you back. So I want to apologize. I will be available after the broadcast today to chat on the phone. So I just want to apologize for not getting back to many of you. Dr. Shealy's with us. And Dr. Shealy, I've noticed a rash of high blood pressure complaints. People are telling me, and it's obvious that they are suffering from high blood pressure. And so I'd like to talk with you about, I've got a document that says, you know, some of the effects of microwave radiation frequencies and Wi-Fi and electromagnetic radiation is higher blood pressure. So we have electric motors, dishwashers, microwave ovens, power lines, computers where at home, cell phones, telephones, all kinds of electromagnetic devices that radiate frequencies that affect the body. Is there a tie to high blood pressure as a result of electromagnetic radiation?
You know, the problem in today's society is that we have so many stressors, chemical, political, psychological, financial, that it's almost impossible to determine which is which. Stress causes high blood pressure, no question about it. Fear, anxiety, pain, all of those cause high blood pressure. There's also no question in my mind that certain electromagnetic frequencies, mostly 60 cycle, more than microwave, unless you're directly in a high intensity microwave, that 60 cycle activity is harmful to your brain. In other words, it can cause confusion, among other things. But with the average American consuming 45% of all of their food from fast food junk restaurants, and 60% of their food of the junk aisles in the grocery stores, that alone is more likely to be the cause of high blood pressure than the electromagnetics. You see, you know, we don't live in a cave, unfortunately, sometimes. Because a cave protects you a great deal from electromagnetic stuff in the atmosphere. The earth grounds it. So I don't know. I know that hypertension is rampant. Some people consider it the second cause of death because it increases the risk of stroke and heart attack. So it's a mixed bag. Let's face it. Personally, you could pay me to live in a city, period. Because the electromagnetic contamination everywhere is considerable. And I'm talking about a city as small as Springfield, which is only under 59,000 people. And so we know that that is stressful. But we've known even before this got so bad since. I'm talking about 40 years ago, the life expectancy of someone living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was 7 years less than those living in rural Wisconsin. So just city living is a stressful thing. In rat studies, of course, the more crowded they are, the more stress illnesses they have. So really, it is affecting the adrenal glands. It raises the cortisol level, and it weakens the immune system. So it's a multi-pronged thing. But in general, I think hypertension is more of the complete social political stress than it is just the electromagnetic waves.
I remember when I had a job that hard to remember that far back, but back in the 1980s when I last had a job, I remember that the stresses from my bosses were always present.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, as I was saying, just as we were going into the break, the last time I had a job where I was an employee was back in the 1980s. And Dr. Shealy, what my bosses had seemed to like to do was give me more tasks than I could possibly accomplish. I mean, they would just overload my plate. And then they would come by and say, Vinny, what are you doing on this and that and the other thing? And I go, well, hold it. Which one of these first things that you want done is really first? I've got three of them, and they're all top priority. Now, which one do you want me to work on? And they go, all of them. So they would just load on the pressure more and more and more. And, you know, it can be unbearable. It can be unbearable to the point where some of us might say, I think I could have more fun doing something else and quit.
Of course, that is extremely important, Vince, and that's what I mean by the total life stress. However, during that break, I found a fascinating article on pulsed electromagnetic radiation from mobile phone on the levels of monoamine in neurotransmitters. Monoamine is neurotransmitter. You know, that's dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, serotonin, that kind of thing. And it's in the rat brain, but we can assume beyond any reasonable doubt that it's going to be similar in people.
Okay.
And so, significant, interesting, constant exposure, if you will, or, you know, just to a mobile phone, markedly decreases dopamine. Now, isn't that interesting? Maybe they're searching to get more dopamine instead of having it happen. But it increases norepinephrine, which is your primary stress response. And it increases serotonin, which also, of course, also has potential hypertensive effects. They didn't talk about that in this particular article. So let's face it, it's a mixed bag. We know that excessive electromagnetic exposure is not good for you.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I absolutely agree. And I can tell you, Dr. Sheila, I've said it many times, that when I used to work on computers, I would open one up and then the next up and the next up. And as the frequencies of these processors increased from 25 megahertz to 50 to 100 to 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 1,000 megahertz or a gigahertz, and then on up, the higher the frequency got, until it reached a gigahertz, that the higher the frequency, the more effect it had on me, making me confused. And it seemed that the greater the number of computers I was working on at the same time, you know, let's say up to 8 of them, I got to the point where I couldn't remember exactly what I had done on each one. I had to write myself notes and have notes of paper in front of each computer saying I did this step and then this step and then this step, because I couldn't remember. But prior to that, when the computers operated at a lower frequency, let's say 20, 25 megahertz or 66 megahertz or even a couple hundred megahertz, I was fine. But as the frequency of the processors increased toward a gigahertz, that's when I started getting confused. Same number of computers, just higher frequency confused me. And I'm not kidding. It really had an impact on me to the point where I had to put these metal covers over the computers so that I could continue working on them, and I still had to write myself notes as to what I did. It's kind of like, I guess, maybe doing surgery and forgetting what, forgetting where I was. It was not good. It really wasn't good. I mean, it certainly wasn't as important as surgery, but I had to really struggle to remember what I had done on each computer.
Well, you may remember, we've talked about this a long time ago, I think, that way back, probably in the mid-90s, I did a study on the effects of just electric clock.
Mm.
Electric clock, 6 inches away from the brain. That's just 60 cycles.
Right.
And it only puts out, 3 to 10 milligauss at the most. And in some people, 6 inches away from the head, that can produce a marked change in the electroencephalogram. Now, in people who are not depressed, it takes 50 milligauss of that particular frequency to disturb the electroencephalogram. But overall, I think what we could say beyond any doubt whatsoever is that these things do affect the brain, and everybody is an individual, so some people are going to be more negatively affected than others by the same stressor. Bottom line.
Yep. Dr. Sheely, and that clock that you're talking about, the one that you did your tests on, was probably a synchronous clock manufactured, the motor manufactured by General Electric, because most of the clocks back then,
I'm
not picking on
you, mean?
Yeah, they stopped sponsoring the show, Dr. Sheely. No, but seriously, I've taken many of those clock radios apart, many of the clocks apart, and they all had this General Electric brand, the ones that I looked at, a General Electric brand synchronous motor that operated on 60 cycle AC, very low power, about a quarter of a watt, if I'm not mistaken, possibly 1 watt, and had an electric electromagnetic coil in it. And the clock kept accurate time because it was based on the 60-cycle frequency from the power companies. And that 60 cycles is really precise and accurate. So that's why we use those synchronous clocks. But we kept them, you know, on the the clock radio next to us while we slept on our dressers. So those clocks were really, really close to us. And we also kept them close so we could turn off the alarm and just, you know, hit that button and turn off the alarm. So that's why we kept them so close. And you're absolutely right. They have been proven to cause disruptions in the way our body operates. No question about it. And Dr. Shealy, I want to tell you that I have, since you had said to me on air that I can just tell myself when I need to wake up in the morning and I don't need an alarm clock, I have done that. And I will tell myself, you know, as I'm going to bed, okay, I'm going to get up at a specific time. And I have been able to do that every single time without fail since you've mentioned that to me. And that's been a couple of weeks.
Now, I'm delighted you tried it, and obviously I think it can happen to almost anybody. But also, Vince, look how easy it is to brainwash someone. And I don't mean this in a negative way for you by any means, but just by suggesting, letting you know it's possible, and you are obviously believing me and trying it, it worked.
Mm-hmm. It did work.
Think about the constant barrage of negative things that people get off television. Whether they like it or don't like it, they're getting hundreds of times more of that kind of information than you got in that brief discussion we had about this waking up on time.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Dr. Shealy, because obviously you don't watch television. Probably most of our instructors don't watch television. And so we are not subjected to that. As a matter of fact, I don't feel comfortable watching television. The increase in volume for the commercials, the nonstop barrage of inaccurate information, misleading information. 20 minutes of commercials per hour, and most people have to pay for the privilege of receiving all of those commercials. They've lost their minds.
One of the reasons I don't have cable TV, because it would be a waste of money for me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm. You know, I used to watch the Hitler Channel. Sometimes that's referred to as the History Channel. And when I used to watch it, it was nonstop Nazis. Not that it was bad, because they had really good coverage about some of the things that the Nazis did, and it was great lessons. But I used to call it the Hitler Channel. That was great, but more and more and more commercials appeared on that program. So I can't watch any of it. I haven't had satellite TV in a long, long time, really. And Dr. Shealy, it's become a babysitter. I've heard people say to me that, well, they need the background noise. Really? What about just maybe a light jackhammer in the background? Or what... what about the people? They build these tall fences along the highways to keep the background noise from the highway, the roaring diesel engines, the roar of the tires thumping down the highway. They try to keep that away because it's driving people mad. I don't think background noise is good. I really don't think so. I like it quiet.
Well, you're right. The only background sound that is really good is very, very soothing music.
Mm-hmm.
There is good evidence for that.
Well, I'm with you on that. And by the way, I believe that some of the things that I've read about music, I believe they're true, where you can actually increase your IQ by listening to classical type music. Do you buy that, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, absolutely. Unequivocal. You know, I did a study on music and its effect on, you know, consciousness, brain, depression, all those things back in 88, 89.
Mm-hmm.
And good music. And it doesn't have to be classical, but good classical music and good some of the, what I would call, relaxation music that has been produced by wonderful people like Steve Halpern and Iasos today is very good for the electroencephalogram. It actually increases beta endorphin, the natural feel-good narcotic, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So good music is good. And there are studies showing that good music played in the background while people are taking exams, they do better.
Dr. Shealy, I'd like to share something with you, and I want to be careful exactly how I share this. But let's say this. Let's say I was very closely involved in a study about a premature baby and the mother's voice, a soothing mother's voice, and the impact it had on a premature baby, months premature. If we come back, I'd like to share that story with you and get your thoughts on what I observed as the results. Dr. Norman Shealy, normshealy.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid set, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Oh, yeah, but I do not. Ah. Got it. Yeah, I didn't return. You know, I should be flying by the clock class, but sometimes I just fly by the audio, and I don't know if that's acceptable or not, but I do fly by the sound in the headphones, and I did not have the audio, so I didn't know we were coming back. But anyway, bottom line is, Dr. Shealy, I was involved in a test. There was a 3-month-old premature child. This was many years ago, and the mother of the child stayed in the hospital for the 3 months, slept there, in the hospital, taking care of this very, very young, premature baby. And the baby would fuss. Now, we're talking about someone that was about 2 pounds at birth. And we found out that the baby would calm down when the baby heard his mother's voice, soothing voice. And so what we did was we got a 120-minute cassette tape, and the baby's mother read bedtime stories, very soothing stories, into the microphone of this tape recorder. And when the mother was asleep, if the baby fussed, the nurses would deploy the protocol of playing the tape of the mother reading these bedtime stories. And baby after baby after baby in the natal intensive care unit died. But this baby survived. And this baby did better and better every day because of the soothing sounds. And I'm liking this to the music that we were talking about. Dr. Shealy, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think it'd be both. After all, in utero, the baby was, you know, while it was still in the mother's womb, mm-hmm. It was hearing that voice every day.
Yes.
And again, we know that if the pregnancy is a happy one,
mm-hmm.
the babies come out happier, healthier. And so even if something, you know, does happen that causes a premature birth, having that influence of the mother's voice, and certainly calming music would be equally good, or perhaps almost equally good, but nothing can quite beat the constant awareness of that voice, which has been there since it was conceived.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Shealy, for those young mothers who are in about ready to give birth, maybe in several months, what would you recommend that they do to make that baby happier and ultimately healthier?
Oh, talk to it. I mean, literally, talk to it. The baby's brain is hearing and feeling that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Tell it it's welcome. Invite it from the beginning. See, that's why it's so important, from my point of view, to become pregnant when you really want to become pregnant, not as an accident.
Mm-hmm. What about, Dr. Shealy, what about, we were talking about background noises, what about the commercials, the loud, brash, abrupt, shocking sounds of television in the background of homes where mothers are pregnant? What are your thoughts on that?
Awful. Unbelievably bad. Should be banned by the patient, if nobody else.
Well, the patient can ban it. That's as simple as hitting a button on a remote control, or turning a knob, or pushing a button physically on the TV, or at the most difficult, unplugging the TV.
Right.
So, Dr. Shealy, on the pause, okay, so we're talking about turn off the TV as background noise with all this, these loud, abrupt sounds. But what about pleasant classical music? Would that be a positive on the other side of that
Absolutely.
Equation?
Absolutely. Unequivocal.
When we come back on the other side of this top of the hour news and commercials, I'd like to ask Dr. Shealy about an article that he wrote, Deadly Mouthwash, Poisonous Mouthwash. You can kill yourself with mouthwash. Dr. Shealy, can we talk about that when we come back? There you go. Deadly Mouthwash on the other side of the top of the hour news and break. Dr. Norman Shealy, 3 times PhD, medical doctor, surgeon of the year, author, broadcaster of 2.2 decades. We'll be right back.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.